Well, what do you know? It's time for the Children's Bible Club. And Aunt Carolyn again, coming to you from Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today, because there'll be good singing by the children that'll be a blessing, and a Bible story you won't want to miss. So settle in for a good session as Mr. Woods and the choir open the broadcast. You know, boys and girls, people always seem to make heroes out of sports figures and entertainers, financial barons, great musicians, and doctors and scientists, and so on. And that's fine if they're people of good character. But what about Christian heroes? Wouldn't it be good to choose Bible men and women and people of faith in the past or present who've laid down their lives on the line for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? Those are the people we should look to as examples to follow. Daniel, Joseph, or John Bunyan, or C.T. Studd, or Adonijah Judson, or Amy Carmichael. Oh, there are many who have stood faithful, and some who've laid down their lives for the Lord. Yes, and you know about some of them, and I'd like to hear from you about them. Could you write and tell Aunt Carolyn who your favorite Bible character or hero is, or a favorite person in Christian history who was a man or woman of God, and what they did, or why they're special heroes to you? I'm eager to read what you write about them, and maybe we can share some of your letters on the broadcast. Tell me about your favorite Christian hero, and I'll tell you what. I'll send you a little special book called Kids Heroes. I think you'll really like it. So send your letter to me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Do it soon. Tell me about your hero, and I'll send you a book about some of mine. And now, here's the choir again before story time.
Thank you.
Today's story is the golden calf. Moses stayed up on the mountain a long time, 40 days and 40 nights, almost 6 weeks. And the people down at camp begin to think he is never coming back. Perhaps he had died or met with some wild beasts. They forgot about God, who delivered them from Egypt, but remembered the idols in Egypt. And they cried out to Aaron, Moses' brother, "Make gods to lead us. We don't know what's become of Moses." They wanted a god they could see. You would think Aaron would have cried out, "No, no, that would be sin." But he didn't. He agreed to it. "All right, bring me all your golden earrings," he said. And they did. And Aaron melted them down, molded the gold into a form of a calf, and drew designs on it with a sharp tool. Oh, the people were pleased. They shouted, "These are the gods that delivered us out of Egypt." And Aaron was so delighted that he built a high altar and hoisted the new idol up on top so it could be seen from far away. In excitement, Aaron declared a feast. It was a pagan disgrace. They ate and drank and danced in a wild frenzy, worshiping their new golden god. Meanwhile, upon Mount Sinai, as God was giving his precious law, he suddenly stopped. Moses was stunned when God angrily said, "Moses, get back down to camp. The people you brought out of Egypt are stubborn and stiff-necked. They've corrupted themselves and turned from my way. Stand back. I'll destroy them all and start over with you to make a great nation." If Moses had been a proud man, he might have said, "That's a great idea. Then I'll be top man, the patriarch of a whole nation." But not Moses. He fell on his face, pleading with God to withhold his anger and spare the people. He reminded God how he'd brought them out of Egypt. He cried, "God, if you destroy them now, the Egyptians and the whole world will think you just brought them out here to destroy them. Remember your promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to make of them a great nation and give them a homeland." In mercy, God promised not to destroy the people. So Moses took the 2 stone tablets and headed down the mountain. Soon he heard awful noise. Joshua said, "It's the noise of war, but not of victory or of defeat." No, it was rowdy, raucous singing. What was going on? Nearing the camp, Moses got a glimpse of the golden calf Aaron had set up and the tumult of the people. He exploded with anger, slammed the tablets down, smashing them to pieces. Enraged, he pulled down the golden calf, burned it, ground it to powder, scattered the powder over the water, and made the people drink it down. Their precious gold was now a bitter dose of judgment. Angrily, Moses faced Aaron. "What, oh, what made you bring this awful sin on these people?" Aaron snapped back, "Hey, don't blame me. You know how bent on evil these rebels are. They begged me to make gods for them. You were gone so long we didn't know what had become of you. So I told them to give me their golden earrings. I melted them down in the fire, and this calf just came out." Aaron wouldn't take any blame for sin. He didn't admit he formed the golden calf from molten gold and etched the designs in it. "This calf just came out," he said. Amid their wild dancing frenzy, the people had thrown off all their clothes. Moses knew he had to stop this rebellion immediately. He stood to full height and shouted, "Who is on the Lord's side?" In all this tumult, was anyone on God's side? But immediately, the men of the tribe of Levi stepped out and stood with Moses. Good for them! Hurrah for these strong few who had no part in the idol worship and boldly took their stand for God. Moses ordered, All right, men, draw swords, charge through the camp, and kill every man who took part in this sinful uprising. Clean out the ranks! The Levites followed his orders, and about 3,000 men died that day. Sin had exacted a terrible price. It always does. The next morning, with grief of heart, Moses warned the people how serious their sin was, but he promised to seek the Lord, make a sacrifice, and see if God would forgive them. Up the mountain, Moses trudged again with heavy steps. In a heart-rending prayer, he confessed the people's sin and begged God's forgiveness. Then, after a silent pause, Moses added, But God, if you won't forgive them, blot my name out of your book. What love Moses had for his people. Again there was silence. Then God answered, Whoever has sinned against me, he is whose name will be blotted out of my book. Now go, lead the people to the land as I said. I will send my angel with you, but be sure I will punish these people for their sin. And God sent an awful plague on them because of their rebellion and false worship. God still hates disobedience and sin. Those who hold on to sin cannot have their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. The only way your sins can be blotted out and your name written in God's book is to confess your sin, repent, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. His death is the only sacrifice acceptable to God. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Receive Christ, obey His word, and do His will, not your own, every day. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.